for three things.
Recording in progress.
I think that's why it can be even on a Shabbos week.
So, but is there any time with this?
We don't have it. We can't really remember. If it would be on a Shabbos, we would fast. Goodness. Serious fast. I think that's probably why. Right, yeah. Right, that's what it is. That's what. Moshe Peretz could. Oh, so I didn't realize I'm already recording. Good morning. We're holding in the sugya here, Rashi, Tosfos, Shen, Rego. Just trying to be masada a little bit, so we're going to Shabbos, feeling that we know what we're talking about. Good idea, Rabbi David, no?
Good idea.
So the Pasuk of Vishilach, the Pasuk of Vishilach and the Pasuk of Avir. We're trying to work out which one is what each one is referring to. Shalom Aleichem. Trying to work out which one each one is referring to. So we start on the sugya. I'm going to sum up the sugya, and then we'll go do what Rashi said. And Rashi said, and then we'll do what learn tases. So we started saying that the shilach must be regular, and brought a raya for it. So Gemara asked the kasha, why then is the raya that the shilach is regular? What else could it possibly be? I mean, it can't be keret. We've got a possible keret. And it can't be Shem, because the Shem, when the Pasuk of Avir tells me Shem. So if it can't be Regan, it can't be Shem. If it can't be Keren, it can't be Shem. So Al Kochuk with Shilach must be Regan. So what was the Gemara's answer? If we would just have Shem, if we wouldn't have a Pasuk from Shach Regan, we would have thought that both Psukim of Shilach and Avir are referring to Shem. You would have thought it's referring to Shem. Why do you need two psukim of Shem? No, you also, why do you need two psukim of Shem?
One is the tissue where you send it.
No.
One is for full dimension.
One is the term Mechalekana, one is the Eloi Mechalekana, right? One, if you don't have Uvir, then you would have thought only if it got completely destroyed. How do you know if it got partially destroyed? Loy mechalikan, whatever that means. How do you know that you're chayav for that? Kamashal on the pasuk. Oh, v'shilach to teach me that. So Rashi said, why don't we just have that? Just like v'shilach. If v'shilach and v'shilach are telling me about Shem, so why do I need pasuk of v'shilach and v'shilach? Just say v'shilach. If I know already you're chayav for loy mechalikan, surely you're not chayav also for mechalikan. Why do you need both psukim? Which Rashi answered. Right. Mishilach also could mean total mechalikan. Could mean. Mishilach, the word mishilach itself can also mean mechalikan.
At that point, the
fundamental
scar is it breaks,
it
damage anything.
It's not,
what do you assume?
That was a question on the stage before. It's a good question. We spoke about that. It's a good question on the stage before. So we'll maybe come back to that stage in a minute. But at this stage, look more. The Gemara is saying that we need both, because one person comes to tell me, one person comes to tell me, Chalikar. That's Uvir. And Mishilach has come and tell me, Loi Mechalikan. And so Rashi says, just say, Loi Mechalikan. Just say the Pasuk of Mishilach. To which Rashi answers that Mishilach itself, if it would be a standalone Pasuk, would also mean Mechalikan. The only reason why we've got a right to dash on Loi Mechalikan is because of the double Pasuk. You have Uvir, you have a Mishilach. That's a double Pasuk, an extra, a Yitul, a Ribuy, to teach me even Loi Mechalikan. Right, the question, why do I need the pasuk b'chal? It's a shining in the beginning of the sugya. Why do I need the pasuk to tell me that you're chayiv for loy mechalikan? Why would I have thought anything otherwise? The maisi cause damage. Why should we be chayiv? So we saw it. The parent said, maybe there wouldn't be an exact cost of here. Since the Torah used the notion of uvir, which means total destruction, So it's a cost of that the only chai for Hashem if it's total destruction. We don't know hekesh yet. That's what answers.
The only
thing hekesh. No, we don't know Shen Rebbe. We don't only know Shen. We're using two psukim for Shen. If you would only have one pasuk for Shen, you would say there wouldn't be a pasuk of Avia. You would say that Torah only machayv Shen for total for machalika.
Why would you say that?
Because the pasuk Meshilach, the word Meshilach, Kondrashi, means also total destruction.
Why does it mean that? Why
would
you assume that it means total destruction
only? Yeah. So, it's something about this. Rashi understands the word Meshilach is Be'yoi. And you sent it to get rid of the stuff. The standard Shen is complete, it eats the whole thing, doesn't eat partial. It eats the whole thing, that's the standard Shen. So, right, if an animal gets a chance to eat something, it would uproot it completely. If the word Meshilach means Shen, so it means it. We had a question in the Gemara. How do you know why would the Pasuk Meshilach be regular? No, that's what the Gemara is asking.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have to go back for one time. The Gemara says Meshilach is regular. How do I know that? Meshilach be regular, I'll show you. Ask him, why do I need that? It can't be anything else. So the Gemara says, no, it could be Shen. And we're going at that stage of the Gemara. We're suggesting it's Shen, and you need to Pasukim to teach me Nachal Yekar. Yeah? So you can't make a cage because there are no cage. You can't say we need it, we don't know about regular. So only Shen, they're holding at that stage. And the Meisel is a Pasuk Meshach Eregel Hashem V'chamoi, and that Pasuk teaches us that Shelach is regular. Now we know that Meshach is regular. Upon? So, if we now use Meshach to regal, so what's the next stage of the problem, or the question? If we use Meshach to regal, and we use a V'el for Shem, so what's the problem? You might ask the next question. What's the next question? No, already said, Meshach teaches me regal, because it's Meshach to regal, Hashem V'chamoi. And a V'el teaches me Shem. So, Kashi V'ye Hagora Tumor. Oh, very good. So how do we know a lema chalikah? So here's where everything goes a bit difficult. So if Mara says the lehekish, that's like we know a regal yachayv even with lema chalikah. That's like how do you, the question was how do you know that Shem by lema chalikah is chayv? It's just like we know that by regal. It says the Shirach by regular, doesn't say it would be a regular. Just like by regular, it says your chayv, even if it's lo yimachal yekar. No? So,
doesn't say anything,
therefore it means even lo yimachal yekar. No? So maybe I'm a hekesh to teach me that Shem is also lo yimachal yekar. And here was the difficulty because Rashi learned. Now she just told us that the word Meshilach itself could mean Machal Yekar. Could mean Machal Yekar. The word Meshilach could mean Machal Yekar. So how do you know that Regel is Loi Machal Yekar? To make a Hekesh, the Shem is a Machal Yekar. How do you know that? Meshilach could mean Machal Yekar. So maybe only Chai for Regel if it's Machal Yekar. Right? That's what one there is. That's the difficulty on Rashi, yeah? Rashi told us the word Meshilach means Mechal Yekana. And then when it gets to Regel, it says Regel. My Regel is not, says Rashi, because don't say Obir. It's a Meshilach. So, we have difficulty, according to Rashi. The Meshilach itself could be Mechal Yekana. So how do you know that regal is not Machal Yekar? How do you know that? How do you know that regal is not Machal Yekar? So Reb Rubin is suggesting, and some people explain it, the chiluk between shen and regel. And shen, the natural thing of shen is mechalika. The natural thing of regel is not mechalika. A regel walks over some things. Some things it dirties, some things it breaks. It's not something which is definitely going to be mechalika. So the natural thing, when we refer to shen, then the standard thing of shen is mechalika. If you want to be malber, you have to be moisif and other possible. Hashem, the standard thing of regel is loy mechalika. That's Reuben said, which some say, I don't remember who said it, but some say that. The chiddush between shen and regel. Yeah. Anyway, that was we saw Mashas, this Kashon Rashi. That was the Kashon Rashi, the Kishon Rashi. So that's where we're holding. So how do we know that Shen Loi Machal Yekan is Chayiv? How do you know Shen Loi Machal Yekan is Chayiv? Because you've got, no, there's no two Tzukim anymore for Shen. Because we use the second possible Rega. So how do you know Shen Loi Machal Yekan is Chayiv? Because regel le mechalikan is chayiv, and just like regel le mechalikan is chayiv, so we have a hekesh to tell me who had in shen le mechalikan is chayiv. Okay, then the next part of the Gemara.
Why do we need the pasuk of beer?
Oh, next part of the Gemara. Why do you need the pasuk of beer? Which means what do you mean?
We're shen from regel.
What regel?
Pasuk mishloach.
And what Shen, sorry, one second, what Shen?
Shen we learned from the Shulach.
Which Shen? How do you know you're angry? How do you know you can, how do you know there's something called Shen?
From Kal Chomer, it's Reb Hanaso. You can hear a cry just because of walking.
No, the Regan is that they can motzu more. The Chomer is in Regan. You need to have a posse for each of them. Right? So that's.
Yeah, but we were
understanding
before that you weren't
going to have a buzzer. Oh, that was a kasha. Sure, asked it. Greg asked it up in Douglas Dead. And now even the woman asked it. Yeah. That's a kasha. Greg asked on the side. Well, to have a meal, you should just have one. Right? You need it for to teach me that offer. There is a chef. There is a that kasha. Greg asked. I don't have a tell for that one. That's a very good kasha. So the next stage of the Gemara was that, so what's a beer? A beer means Shen. Why and how do I know a beer means Shen? No, Yossi, how do I know a beer means Shen? Uvir means Shen. Because the apostle says, Kashiva, I got on too much. Why do I need that apostle? It's possible. What else could it be? Can't be Rega. That's a Shira. And it can't be Ken. We know that from Kiyah. So what else could it be? It can only be Shem. Answer the Gemara. No. If you wouldn't have a apostle Kashi by Gala Tumoy, I would have thought Uvir is going on regular. Why don't you two looking for regular?
One for when he sent it, one
active and passive.
One for when he sent it, one for when he didn't. And that's why you need a posse to tell me that no, Ubiya is going on Shen. Right? Ubiya is going on Shen. And now that since the Gemara, now that we met, Ubiya is going on Shen. So how do you know you're chayiv for Regel, even if you didn't send it? That we learn from Shen. Right? That we learn from Shen. That just like by Shen, it doesn't say the Shilach. Shen says Ubiya, which means even if it went on its own. Regal, Echayv, even if you didn't send it, even if it went on its own. Ad kan the very good. So now we have a couple of tasting on the top of the omelet. All the loy mechalikan. So Rashi, Pesha Kuntus, the top taste is Pesha Kuntus, Shachas, Shaosi Litzmoyach, Avaloy Kitchilo. Shachas, anyone know what Shachas is? Anyone who worked in the farming industry, agriculture? No, No, you certainly didn't work in the farming industry. No. Shachas is animal fodder. Animal fodder.
It's a man.
It's a top part of the tvua, top part of the wheat, or the crop, that is given to the animals. The first third is called shachas. The top third. Okay? Right, no problem. It's a good play on the word there. The mice said they destroy it, right? The animals eat it. So it's a good word that shachas could come. But no, shachas is the top third that they use for animal fodder. So when you cut that off and the animal eats that top part, it carries on growing afterwards. That's what they do. They eat the top third and then it carries on growing afterwards. So that's loy nachal yekana, because it's going to continue growing. Right? It's not like he ate up the whole thing and pulled it out and knocked it out. He just trimmed off the top, and the meat will keep growing. So that's loy machal yekan. Vizhagundas shachas shalosin litzmoyach avaloy kitchila. Yeah, y'all see that Rashi wrote?
Yeah.
Right, Rashi didn't use the word shachas. Rashi used the word.
Small.
But besides that, what word did Rashi replace with the word shachas?
Avuga.
Rashi says Rashi said shachas. Rashi said the goose and Rashi it was shachas. Shachas just means the top third. Everything grows a sudden, let's say a meter high. So the first 30 centimeters. And the rest of the 70 centimeters are going to grow. So for Tesa, good kasha. Tesa says that kasha, it's very difficult. Oh, it's difficult. Ha machalikam. That is machalikam. Why? So gamma baidem hoy ein yochoydem nikzor. The baidem themselves were able to cut off the top third and enable, and then let the rest grow afterwards. So what you've basically done, what that the Mazik basically did, he took away the top third away from the Bailim. The Bailim, what would the Bailim have done? You've got something growing. You give it to your animals, take the top third, and then the rest, the next 70 centimeters grow. So what did you do? I could have had 1 meter. You've basically taken away my top 30 centimeters and got rid of it. So that's Mechanikana. You've destroyed 30 centimeters of my crop. Ah, you've left me some. No, that's still machal yekana, because I owned 100 centimeters and you've destroyed, totally destroyed 30 centimeters of it. So it's all machal yekana. What happens if somebody has 5 vases? Along comes an animal and breaks one of them. Is that machal yekana or loy machal yekana? Totally just breaks one of them. What would you say? Is that machal yekana or loy machal yekana? Broke 1 vase. How do you count? Well, I thought you've still got 4 left. My kesher. You've taken a value in mine. I had the value of 1,000 shekel. You smashed 1,000 shekel. You've destroyed 1,000 shekel. There's no 1,000 shekel left. I have also got my bank account another 4,000 shekel. So what? You've destroyed 1,000 shekel of mine. The same thing here. I have crop, which is basically the same thing. It could have grown 1 meter high, and of that, I would have had 300 shekel at the top and 700 shekel at the bottom. You've taken the 300 shekel and you've discarded it, you've destroyed it. So you've destroyed my 300 shekel after you've done. The Bailim themselves could have taken that 300 shekel and made use of it. And you've removed from them the ability to make use of this 300 shekel. So that is Mechalia Kauna. That's Stasis Kasha. Very, very Shvel Rashi. What would Rashi say to answer it? Let's see what Tosfos there says first. Ela yishloima. Tinfol peyos dan also. No, it's not that he took something and destroyed it. Rather, tinfol peyos dan also rolled on the floor and dirtied the fruit. So the fruit themselves were worth a certain value because they looked good. And now they're not worth that value anymore. They're worth less. So the same fruit that before had a certain price, now less of a price. That is no machalika. That's no machalika because I haven't destroyed your fruit. All I did was I dropped the bag.
Permanent.
Yeah. Devalu, permanent devaluation of fruit. But it's very different to the case of Rashi. Mm-hmm. Case of Rashi is not permanent devaluation of the fruit. It's possible you destroyed some parts of my fruit. Destroyed it. That's machal yikarna. Here you didn't destroy the fruit. You just devalued the fruit. Why? By how? By rolling on them in dirt. That's called loy machal yikarna. Yeah.
When I originally got Rashi, mm-hmm. I interpreted the way it was interpreting, answering.
The what? Rashi never said the etzet.
Rashi says the animal ate the aruga, and that it will regrow, just not as, the quality won't be as good. Mashma, it will grow to its full length back, but just won't be as plump, as beautiful as it was the previous time.
Very good.
That's how I heard Rashi.
Mechos.
Before the process.
Right, it's before Tesis, because Tesis didn't have aruga.
What?
Tesis didn't have aruga. Tesis is shachas. So you're saying very good pshat in Rashi. Could be Rashi never said shachas, Rashi said aruga. And then pshat is that by eating part of the aruga, you're making the rest of the crop won't grow as well as it would have grown before it.
It will regrow.
It won't grow as well, meaning
right.
That
the quality will be less.
That's how you could learn Rashi. And that's why Rashi took that aruga. Not that we're talking about a crop that grew this long and you just took off the top part of it. It's aruga. He ate from aruga and therefore caused permanent damage to this aruga, that this aruga will now no longer be able to produce such qualitative fruit. That's how you could learn Rashi. In which case, it's not machlik as Rashi tastes. Just tastes has a different gear than Rashi. Tastes understood in Rashi that shachas means that it grew very long. I mean, there's different sections of the wheat and the crop, and the animal at the top section. That's what Rashi says, loy machalikan. On that, tastes said, but spichach, that's not loy machalikan, that's machalikan. So if Yossi is right, that we could have said that, so why didn't Tosis say that? Why did Tosis say it's tin for peiris lan osa? It rolled on the fruit. Why didn't Tosis say it ate up a crop of a field, and then because of that, it's not going to grow as well afterwards?
Even so. Why didn't he say that?
Why did Tosis talk about tin for peiris? Once actually, I'm going to come to your question. And more than that, Tosis has now got a problem with tin for peiris. Because Tosis is sooner going to call tin for peiris a toldo. And according to what I'm saying, that's what uvir means, or mishilach means. It comes to tell me in the pasuk beforeish that tin for peiris is chayim. So why don't we say no? The pasuk is not talking about tin for peiris. The pasuk is talking about eating, but eating from an aruga, meaning it won't grow as well. And say like you wanted to say in Rashi, and say that it's a pshat. That's a kasha, please. Again, we had Tosis got kasha on Rashi. We understand Tosis kasha on Rashi. The Fiha Tosis read Rashi. It's talking about shachas. It's talking about the et something that will, anyway, it would have grown a certain length, and the et the top part of it. Now the rain of it's going to grow. So that's called Machal Yekana. That's Tosis Kasha and Rashi. Right? So he also wanted to say, no, that's not what Rashi meant. And if Rashi didn't have that Gersa Shabbos, Rashi didn't give the Aruga, meaning that they ate from a patch, and because they ate from the patch, it's now not going to be able to grow as well afterwards. Right? Not that there's a certain length of produce, and he ate some of that length, and you'll get the remaining growth. No. Because of what he ate, it's not going to grow as well afterwards. So it's loy mechal yikarna, because you'll still get what you're going to get. So it won't grow as well.
You will not worry about that. I didn't even think I'm going to worry about it. So this is so, it's going to return. It's going to return back the same size.
Okay.
So for that, it's been small. Can you grow? I'm looking for
that. So that's what Yossi wants to say, the pshat. It's Reb Elazar Meir Shehorovitz basically says this chat.
Who's that?
Reb Elazar Meir Shehorovitz, back at the Gemara. Yeah, good, I believe it. One of the biggest goyim in the world. So very good. All right, so he basically says this pshat. But the problem is, if so, such a good pshat. Why didn't Tosis go with that pshat? What's Tosis say? No, we're talking about rolling on the fruit, which is just a qualitative value in the fruit going down, the valuation of the fruit.
Which is noticeable to the eye. It has to be noticeable
to the eye. Yeah. So the question is, so if Yossi is right, that we could be talking about in the patch, he ate from something which, because of what he ate, it's now not going to be able to grow as well. The value is not going to be as good. So why didn't Tosfos say that's the pshat?
I have a question though. The fact is, the pest remains that he ate this produce, and that produce that he ate is now it's not diminished.
He'll pay for that.
It's not.
He'll pay for that. That's machalia kara. But still, there's also a loy machalia kara.
There's two things happening then. You have both elements happening from the eating.
Nachon. So how do you know you're not chai for that? That's what we need. How do you know you're chai for that? And we need a pasuk to say you're chai also for the loy machalia kara. But the fact that it's not going to grow as well, you need a pasuk for that. So why didn't Tosfos learn like that? Why did Tosfos say it's rolling on the fruit?
Because eating already,
we know.
But we know that.
No,
but we know that when
it gets manah, he has to pay for it. That's from over here. By Mechal. How do you know by Loi Mechal Yekarne Yechayev? That's the Gemara's question. We need the puzzle to tell me Loi Mechal Yekarne. And what's that case? So Tosfos is rolling on the fruit. Why didn't Tosfos say? Because he ate from a produce, and then because of what he ate, the produce is not going to grow as well.
Even.
Tosfos is not willing to contain that. Even Rashi wasn't willing to contain that. He says, Shachas means he ate something, he destroyed what he ate completely. But since you're going to get more, that's not called Mechal Yekarne. Why didn't Tosfos say he ate something, and because of what you ate, the produce, the next produce, is not going to grow as well?
Maybe he's just saying, even this case.
No, because he runs into problems. He's got a problem. So why are we telling Tim for Paris? Is a toll that it's a possible? No, it's not. The possible talking about eating, and Tim for Paris is a toll that. Tosfos said, no, Tosfos said, the only pshat in the Chalikan is Tim for Paris. Why do you say that?
He said it's the only one?
Well, must, because otherwise he wouldn't have a question. The next question, he put himself in a pit. What Tosfos did was, you know, I'm going to give you an example, pshat in the possible, Tim for Paris. Oh, and I don't understand. They told me to say it's a toldo. And we're saying here, it means it was rolling on the fruit. And that's what the posuk's talking about. Let's face the next question. Why don't we say very simple? The posuk is shidduch obeah is from the eating. And obeah is the eating of machalikah. And the shidduch is the eating of loy machalikah. And the toldo is a rolling. And you won't have any difficulties. Tosfos didn't do that, right? Tosfos left with a difficulty. Why? Because Tosfos said, we can't be talking about he ate, and because of that, it's going to grow less better. Why not? Why couldn't they be talking about that? Yeah, sure, you want to say something.
Because of Tosfos Pearson, that will be turned with shot. Does it, once the animal eats it, will it regrow?
It'll grow to the length that would have originally grown with the shachas. The shachas will grow 1 meter, so it'll grow, and you eat 30 centimeters of the shachas, it'll grow 70 centimeters. It won't grow back to more than what it was planned originally.
No, not more. If it plans to grow...
Plan to grow 1 meter of produce, it will get 1 meter of produce. You eat 30, you're left with 70. It will get back to, so that's the discussion. It's Mechal Yekarne. Basically, you've taken your 30 centimeters and destroyed it. So, what's Loi Mechal Yekarne? So, Yossi has a good pshat. What Loi Mechal Yekarne is, but the problem is, Tosfos didn't learn that pshat, and it's Mochak Tosfos didn't learn that pshat. Why not?
It's not supposed to be looking at the truth. It's not looking at the plant that will eventually.
But why not?
Because that's not the Mechal Yekarne. When you're looking at the fruit, it's total destruction of the fruit. That's the Mechal Yekarne.
We're looking for the loy machalikah.
Right. And
Tosfos' answer is
that it's
tanufa peros,
which the fruit are still
be'en.
Yes, at a decreased value.
Well, why? You're saying 100% good, but why? Why is Tosfos saying loy machalikah is the fruit that are be'en have devalued. One says the lema chalekyan, the fact that you did now is now going to make the next part of the produce not grow as well.
Because he's looking at what the animal is doing right now, not the future action.
Why? That's the question. You're quite right. It's a way to get to the answers to say what you're saying. But Tosfos is saying we're talking about the fruit what happens now and not what's going to grow afterwards. Of course, why should that be?
Knows what's going to be in the future. There could be a famine or no rain or whatever. The whole crops could die off and there'd be no damage whatsoever.
You want to use a Hebrew term or a Aramaic term for such a thing?
Stop it.
Come out. Ulay.
That works.
Shema Toma Ulay perhaps. So all words for perhaps. Shema Tom is Yiddish. Shema Ulay and perhaps in English. No. I was thinking of grammar.
Oh, it's a grammar.
Right? It's a type of grammar. Such a thing is a type of grammar. We're saying, oh well, you know what? I'll eat something now and that will cause the produce not to grow so well. That's a type of grama. It could be Tosfos holds. There's no reason to be chai for that. That's a grama.
Aren't these all gramas?
No. Tin for pay is not grama. It devalued the fruit. The chai for what your animal does is if what you did it. But what would if I did it? I'm going to make the produce not grow as well in the future. Is that must be a dime or is that some type of grom? So that could be some type of grom.
There
should be the shachas. So Tosfos learned, we're talking about the eight shachas. Tosfos learned in Rashi, the eight shachas, and Rashi says that's called loy mechalik karma, that's actual damage. So Tosfos, that's not loy mechalik karma, that's mechalik karma. But Tosfos wasn't willing to entertain that the loy mechalik karma was, he ate something which will cause the remaining produce not to grow as well as quality, as good quality, because that is a type of crop.
What are we saying? He wasn't going to start entertaining.
Does he say the answer?
And which has a big problem, difficulty on it?
And the difficulty in the world is explaining it clear to us what's the difficulty, because later on we learn something. Later on we will learn that this. The answer that he's giving is really the Torah and Av.
And
what he's suggesting right now is that it is an Av.
Right.
By the Torah itself, when it used the Lashon of the air, means that it was rolling around on top of his produce.
Mishilach. Yeah, Achon. Right? You just said it very well. So why talk about a case if the only example, the example Tosfos gives for Mishilach is rolling on a fruit, which later on we're going to call a Tola, that's a very big difficulty. And you could have spoken about a different case. You could have said the Shilach is coming to talk about eating, not rolling around, eating, and eating which will cause a later devaluation. The answer is that is together wrong. That you've no reason to be chayv. Even Rashi says Tosfos never said that.
But right now it's a mazik.
Yeah, now you know it. That was
later on. It's and right now it was mazik.
What was it mazik right now?
Right now. What was it mazik right now? The top portion.
So that'll pay for. That's machal yekarna. That'll definitely pay for. But right now in the end, he's also causing that the next produce won't grow as well. Why shouldn't you have? The possible mechadish does. You have to pay for something which is loy mechad yekarne.
Obviously, doesn't mean pay twice.
Why not?
He paid for what was eaten.
But you also
paid for the devaluation. He's not paying again.
Why shouldn't you pay for the devaluation of the next crop? Why shouldn't you pay for the devaluation of the next crop?
How many crops do you go? Is that the
you end the top, that's mechalikan. You destroy the top. But by destroying the top, you also devalued the next part of the crop.
That's not what we're saying.
That's what you were saying?
No! I'm saying when I go to the Pallis and Chabad to take my estrogen, he tells me that the first pick that he does is luscious, big estrogen.
And then they put a lot of water. They flood the I don't flood, but they put a lot of water. And the second batch of the estrogen don't come as nice.
Right.
So here too, once if I were to have plucked away the first estrogen from him, so I paid for that first estrogen. I don't have to pay now for the second one being inferior, because anybody's going to be inferior, regardless of me picking or not, when he would have picked it. Definitely not having to pay again. Not paying again. Rashi's not saying that. Rashi's just saying it's going to grow back to the time of harvest, but it's not going to grow at the quality that it originally was.
And
now, if you're saying he has to pay
one second, and therefore what?
And therefore he pays one time.
What does he pay for?
You're only paying for him devaluing the produce that would alter. I think you have to pay now. Look at it now. I mean, we have a whole Gemara talking about that when you were there. But if it was pickable now, if you were able to harvest it now,
right,
then you would pay based on now.
What would you pay? What you damaged?
Yeah.
Okay. But
not for the next batch.
That's Mechalia account.
Not for the next
batch. That's Mechalia account now. You took and you broke his thing. So what's Loi Mechalia account?
Grows back when we know it's going to grow back.
Okay.
It wasn't ready to pick it yet.
Right.
It wasn't ready to pick it yet.
Okay.
It has come 2 months to grow. And now he's going to place water, it's going to rain, and it's going to grow back.
And that's
to the full length. It's going to grow back to the full length. But it's inferior at the time of harvesting.
Okay.
So what does he pay? He pays the difference between a good one and a inferior.
And it's called Loi Mechalikana. Why is it Loi Mechalikana? Because he's going to get back something else.
Yes.
Right? So what was the damage he did?
Inferior.
The damage he did was that I'm going to, in the future, you're going to get less quality of thing.
Yeah.
No, is that called a grum or not? Right now, your produce is not worth that much. It will grow better afterwards. Right? So I'm being magically dying, but you want to charge me on something which in the future would have got more value. Right? In the future would grow better. That's a type of problem. That means the damage I did to you right now is not proper 100% damage. But in the future, I mean, your estrog at the moment is worth 20 agarot. If you would have let your estrog grow fully, it would have got to $100. And because I've taken it off now, when it's worth 20 grand, you're only going to get $80 from it. That's a type of grum. Yeah. It's a type of grum. So maybe it could be that my thesis didn't want to learn like that. Thesis wants to talk about things like we were saying, there's damage but end right now. There's damage but end right now. Oh, okay, very good. So let's see this thesis from the beginning until the end. Finish your kuntus. Shachas. It's shachar she'osed it's moyach, but like it's chilo. The kosh. Shachas. I have to translate shachas, the top part of the grain, the apple grain.
That's the blue apple, that's what this word means?
Yeah.
I like the grain.
Absolutely not. Shachas, it's the top part of the grain. She'osed it's moyach, it will grow again. I would like it to get up. It won't grow as far as it would have grown originally. Because even the Bailim could have done that.
Could have done.
So you've done something, you've taken away the opportunity of the Bailim to do something. So that is Mechalikam. The Bailim could have sent the animals to eat the top third. And you take it away, so that's Mechalika. Elie Shloima. So you know what Pshat is? Shetinfo Peislan also. The animal didn't eat anything. It rolled on the fruit. And by rolling on the fruit, it bruised them, devalued them. So that's Loi Mechalika. And if you wouldn't have a posuk, you wouldn't know you'd be chai for that. If you wouldn't have a posuk, you wouldn't know you'd be chai for rolling on the fruit. Mikolokin, koyin le kamon litznifas peiris lan also toldo. This has a kasha. Mikomoka, nevertheless, even though, despite the fact that I just told you that Vishilach means rolling on the fruit, despite that fact, the Gemara is going to call soon, Korelele, come on, the Gemara is going to soon call it, it's Nifas Peir's rolling on the fruit, and also, Toldo of Shem. Also going to call it a Toldo. Why are they going to call it a Toldo? I mean, we're learning it from the Pasuk of Beer. So why is it a Toldo? Should be an Av. It's a Pasuk of the Torah. Anything which is a Pasuk of the Torah is an Av. So if we're learning from Beer, even learning Mechali Karameh, so that's from that rolling on the fruit. So maybe it's an Av. It's a big cash. We're learning from the bottom of Bishilach. Now even rolling on the fruit is a toldo. It is chayv. Even though it's loy mechalikana, it's chayv. So we're on the kasha. So why is it called a toldo? Everyone made mistakes beforehand, right?
Yeah.
So why is it called a toldo? We're learning out from over here, Bishilach, that tikva peir is a chayv. When the Gemara says it's called a toldo, it's one of the Gemara calls it toldo. Toldo the shen. What is it? Rolling on the fruit. Schacha b'kezan also, timba b'kezan also. So why do you call it toldo? It should be an av. This is going to give a teretz. But is it kasha?
Does Rashi want that?
Not Rashi. I don't
know. Does Rashi do kasha? Because Rashi is one who says that if it's not the pasuk, then it's a.
Is that Kasha? But Tetzis is asking, the Gemara was saying that Bishilach is Loi Mechal Yekarna. The Gemara said it al tzad that Bishilach isn't Rega. Then we need two psukim. Want to tell me mechalikana? Want to tell me mechalikana? But once the pasuk tells me, once the Gemara says no, mishalchi rega l'asherach moed, the vishilach is not nothing to do with mechalikana. Vishilach is talking about rega. So there's no pasuk talking about mitam for peiris. There isn't a pasuk talking about tin of peiris. You got the pasuk of veer, it's mechalikana, and you got the pasuk of vishilach, it's telling me rega. There is no possible talking about Tim from Paris. So of course it's a toldo. So what's this discussion?
Then that would be no. You're saying that it's not referring to regular, it's referring to Shem.
Okay. So the Havamina and the toldo won't be Tim from Paris. There won't be a toldo for Shem. There won't be a toldo. In the Havamina, the toldo, there is no toldo of Shem. Where does the Gemara say? Where does the Gemara say the Tim for Paris? It's wrong. The end of the Gemara. Say the end of the Gemara in the Chanami. The end of the Gemara, Bishilach, come and tell me Rega, and Rabbi is come and tell me Shen. So I've got no Pasuk anymore telling me about Tim for Paris. So it's a Toldo. So is there Kasha in Tesis or not? What was Tesis Kasha? We call Mokin Korelele, come on! Later on, the Gemara calls Nifas Peiris Lanosa Toldo. He's got cash. Why is it Toldo? It's in Mephorosha Av, it's in Mephorosha Pasuk in the Torah. Mishilach tells me even Loi Machal Yekarna. That's all very good. If the Pasuk Mishilach is talking about Shem, Loi Machal Yekarna. But the Pasuk Mishilach of Maskon is not talking about Shem, Loi Machal Yekarna. The Pasuk is talking about Rege. So we've got no possible to mean Shen Loi Mechal Yekarna. So what's Tesis Kasha? You're following us here?
Yeah.
Possible Pshat and Tesis. Tesis has got a Kasha. That why, if we tell me Vishilach means Loi Mechal Yekarna of Shen. So what, that's a pasuk in the Torah then. So why is it called a toldo later on? What's Tesis Kasha? So we're saying, but that's not true, because למסקונו ושילח is not שם לא ימחל יקנו. What's ושילח? Regal. So is there any posse that talks about Shem Loi Machali Karana? No. So it makes sense it's called a Tola. So what says it's cash? You got it? You should be jumping.
Jump up, Joshua.
The penalty of cash on Jesus. What's the task in the cloud? What's he asking? Oh, it's later on, it's called the Toldo. I mean, we just said it's an owl. Yes, of course later on it's called the Toldo because we've come to Maskana afterwards. The Mishilach is Regal and Ubiye is Shem. So there's no possible for Machalika, for Le Machalika, it's Toldo. What's the answer? How do you know Bemet that Shem is Chayv even Le Machalika? From Regal is a Hekesh. There's a Hekesh for Shem to Regal. A Hekesh is as if it's written in the Torah. A Hekesh is as if it's written in the Torah. That's what the Hekesh is teaching us. That whatever it says by Regal is applicable by Shem. And by Regal, it's Lo Machali Karana. So by Shem, it's also Lo Machali Karana. So it's written in the Torah. It is written in the Torah, Shem, that's Lo Machali Karana. Where? Well, it says Shem. And it says Regal, and Regal is Lema Chalikana. Hekesh Shen Regal tells me that Shen is Lema Chalikana. Shen Lema Chalikana is written in the Torah. So why do you say rolling on fruit is called a toldo? You followed all that?
No.
Sorry. Before I'm there, you say something, Midas are telling the drushes there. Kavachoyim exe shalom. Hekesh is not there. Hekesh is not mentioned in the Yud Gimel Midrash Atoyin Adreshes. Why not? Why not? Why is Yud Gimel Midrash Atoyin Adreshes and Kavachoyim Exe Yeshava? Why not Hekesh? Because a Hekesh is not Yud Gimel Midrash Atoyin Adreshes, but it's actually as if it's written in the Torah. Is that some Rishonim experience?
What?
That Hekesh is not a drosha. A Hekesh is the Torah's way of saying it. It's written there. It's not like a Gezer Shalom from one to the other, Kavachem in Svar, bring it up. The Torah's Megala one, it's a Gilu for everything else. No. If the Torah puts two things together in the same posse, the Torah is saying they are the same. It's written in the first. It's written in the first that Regel is Chaim and Shen is Chaim and they share the same halachos. So Regel is even Loi Mechalei Chaim.
I remember that.
But it doesn't say over here.
What?
Doesn't say Ruvir, it just says Vishilach.
The Seder, but Rashi said that
Regal
Vishilach
can
mean the entire.
That was a good question. Which
I know
we asked.
I know
we asked.
At least 4 or 5 times.
Right. So that was a good question. And Ruben wants to answer that. And turns to Ruben wants to answer that Regal per se, mm-hmm. Pashas of Regal is Loi Machalika.
Why?
So because it doesn't destroy when it walks. Well, Not necessarily destroys when it walks.
Okay,
eating, it's something which is destroyed. It eats, it destroys. That's the teva of eating. Mashenki, the teva of walking is not necessarily to destroy when it walks. And therefore, when we refer to regel,
yeah.
There's no reason to assume that Bishilach means mechalyakar.
Except for the fact we're the heckish.
No, not yet. No. That's going to be after. So.
I know, but.
So, it's one stage at a time. So, Vishilach by Regel means Loi Machalei Karana. So, if by Regel it's Loi Machalei Karana, so Shem, it's as if it's written in the Torah that Shem is Chayim even though it's Loi Machalei Karana.
Problem,
no problems yet. Yeah, that's as if it's written in the Forish.
Yeah.
That's why it's got Kasha. So, why are we saying rolling on fruit is a Toldo? It's written black and white in the Torah.
Right.
Where? It says Shem.
Hekesh.
And it says Regel. And a Hekesh is if it's written before Shem and Torah.
Yeah.
That's Tosis Pshat. Good, no?
We can have one thing.
When we finish Tosis. Because
sure.
Your next question is the next Tosis. So we'll see you. Two Tosis in time. So why is it called the Toldo? It says Tosis Kim the Pashto the Kro Ari Bachina. The pashas of a veer is eating, not rolling. So Mela, it's called a Tola. The pashtus to call Ayba Achila de Machal Yikara. The pashtus of reading the Torah is, although there's a hekesh, and a hekesh is, of course, as if it's written in the Torah clearly, but since the pasuk is talking about Achila, everything else comes under the category of a Tola. It turns out the kasha should be as if it's mamish written. It's a Torah, since the expression of Veer is the one that's actually written in the Torah, and that's pashtus of Mechali Kauna, the Hekesh gets the status of a Tolba. The Chuk, no? But that's what we have to say, just basis.
And the Chuk is it?
You want to know?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is it the Chuk? Why is it the Chuk? Well, first of all, because Hekesh is as if it's written in the Torah. So, like, Tesis' question was, what's Tesis' the answer? Yeah, but it's as if it's written in the Torah, but Uvir is clearer. That's the doichuk. But more than that, is the kasha. Mamish, head of the kasha of the Rashbas. Mamish. There's another drasha we're going to see soon. Why do we know? Why? How do we know that regal is regal? Is the shirak is regal? Because it says Meshach regal acham shevacham noy. Why do I need it? So how do I know that Shen is Uvir? It says Meshach. Why do I need it? I would have thought that both of them were regular. One's talking about.
He sends it.
One sends it. One sends it.
It's all open.
It doesn't send it. Right? So, in the end of the day, what's the Pasuk Bishilach telling me? Regular. And what's the Pasuk Via telling me?
Shen.
And how do you know that you're chai for regular even if it goes on its own?
Shen.
The heck. So if an animal goes on its own, is it a tolda?
No.
That's very quick off the bat. Now, after thinking of just a
it's only if you send it out.
Right? So if an animal goes on its own, is that a tolda of regal?
Yeah.
What is this one?
According to this logic, it should be. And no one in the world, when any in the Gemara mentions what's a tolda of regal, the Gemara doesn't say, well, if the animal went out on its own. Says the Rashba. According to Rashba, there's no tzad to say that a tola, that the hekesh should make it into a tola. Because if so, then every time an animal walks out, should be a tola of regal.
Yeah.
And the Gemara also wants a tola of regal. And the Gemara doesn't say a tola of regal is that the animal walked out on its own. The Gemara says, you know what, it damaged their chilucha, besaya, b'shif shalea, probably should it be up. Examples of tolas, no one says there in the Gemara, a tola of regal, the animal went out on its own. Why not?
Also, case?
They're not case. Those could be case of sorrow. Yeah, well, they could be you sent it out as well.
But still, orphan for the animal. The whole definition of regal says orphan, so it's still orphan for the animal.
And maybe only chayiv if you sent it out. That's why you had the pasuk, the shirat tolva, only if you sent out. Over here means even if you didn't send out. But at the end of the day, how do you know your chayv even if you didn't send out? What's the Gemara say? How do you know your chayv even if you didn't send out? A hekesh is a tolda.
Although hekesh is tolda.
Well, Tosis said that. Tosis said the pashtus of the pasuk of a beer is eating machal yikana, and the rest was learned out as a hekesh, therefore it's a tolda. Says the Rashi, if you're right, then the same thing should be sending an animal out. We don't find anywhere in Shas, anywhere that's called a tolda, if an animal goes out on its own. So what do you see? If it's a kitchen, it's if it's an av. If so, tit for base should also be an av. Because if it's a hekish, it should be an av. So what's going to be pshat and tesis? Tesis has a kash. We're calling tit for base a tolda. Why? Because the Gemara called a tolda. For Tosis, it shouldn't be a tolda, it should be an av. Why? Because it's a hekesh. We learn out from regel, the even lo mechalikam, your chayiv, so it's a hekesh, it should be chayiv, should be.
That's similar enough to that.
It should, oh, very good. It should be an av. Answers Tosis, no. Because the pashtus of the pasuk Uvir is talking about eating mechalikam, so that gets the status of an av. Where is the pashtus is the av? The Hekesh is a Tolda, says Rashba, if you're right, it should be that by regal, the same thing. The pasuk of the pasuk is v'shilach, you sent it. That's the out. And anything which is learned out from a hekesh, if it goes out on its own, which you learned out from Re'eshen, should be a toldah. And that's not true. That's not true. There's no, if an animal goes out on its own and walks on something, breaks it, it's an av. It's not a toldah. It's an av. So as much as later on by regular, that's an av. So to my shen, it's an av. So why does the Gemara call Tom Tin for Peyus a toldah? The Akiv. What have you got to say?
Just working, if you work forwards, we go backwards. If you work backwards, you can say, well, one aspect of Shen is destruction. And then we work backwards a bit. So other things are destruction, they are Shen. But if you say, look at Shen as being two, something that has the same effect. I mean, there is hanor, but it's not. And to do with eating. It's got hanor and you benefit from it. So, not classic shame. It is boiling something, so that's what I'm talking about. And not, you know, classify what is a shame by reference to the shame. Partial shame. We can classify shame by the fundamental word of shame.
Right. You're saying very good, just a lot of words in it. If I don't mind if I just take 1 point to what you said. You said, Mom is good. Yeah, the questions they start to catch, which Rashba asked them to me. Yeah, we understand Tosis, not only Rashba. We're trying to understand Tosis. Tosis tells us that Toldah of rolling on the fruit is called a Toldah because it was learned, it's not Mefush in the Torah. Uvir is Mechalikah. Everything else is not Mefush in the Torah. So we're asking on Tosis. So if so, it should come out that an animal which goes out on its own and damages with regular should be a toldah. But it's also not a first of the Torah. That was the kasha we're asking. Question on thesis. Answer is that like Yaakov just told us. Pashtus of Uvir is eating. That's what thesis meant. Uvir is eating. The Korakrai Ba'achile, the Machalikah. Pashtus of the possible of Uvir is eating. So you'll tell me, yeah, I've got a hekesh to tell me rolling. Okay, rolling is a different type of activity to eating, and therefore it's called a toldah. But v'shilach, the animal goes out on its own or was sent out, is not a difference in the activity the animal did. That's a difference in the activity the owner did. When the animal did, it's not a difference. So that wouldn't downgrade it to become a toldah. The animal did the same activity the Torah spoke about. The animal went and damaged by walking. Hey, you have a shilach, the owner sent it, or the owner left the door and went out on its own. That's mibachot. That's external factors affecting what the animal did. The animal did the same activity. Same activity is going to be an av the whole way. Shenking shen, where the activity of the av is eating and the activity of the toldah is rolling, that's already not my first of the Torah. The Torah says uvir, uvir is eating, not rolling. It's the toldah to learn it to roll. So Mela, that's called a toldah. So if we can start Tosis, you got Torah, right? Yaakov. So if we can start Tosis, Tosis started with lots in this tiny Tosis, lots of to discuss. First point of Tosis was he disagreed with Rashi. The Rashi said shachas. He disagreed with Rashi. Rashi said shachas. That's called loy mechalikana. Why did Tosis not like that?
Because it is.
Because it is. You got rid of the top third. Well, that animal could have done the same. So it's Mechalika. So Tosis says it's not a pshat. What is a pshat? He rolled on the fruit and devalued the fruit itself. The fruit's here. It's just devalued. What was Tosis's cash on that? If you're going to tell me that the value of the fruit.
Sorry.
Yeah. Shen has to be like that. So for all Tosis's cash on that, if you're going to tell me that Uvir means it eats, which is mechalikana, and v'shilach is loy mechalikana, and that's talking about rolling on the fruit. So it's as if it's written in the Torah. If it's as if it's written in the Torah, it should be an av. And the Gemara later on calls it a toldah.
Yep.
Which takes the answer is no. Since uvir, which is achila, is written in the first in the Torah, rolling on the fruit, which is a different activity, that's considered a toldah. The way we just explained it, by making a chiluk between the activities it did, that resolves the difficulty that we've just been troubled with. that we're saying, that machine, that regia, is chayv machine that you sent out. And you learn out, even if you didn't send out, your chayv from a hekish to shen, so if so, it should be a tolda, and yet it's not. If so, no, Tosfos maskana was it should be a tolda. Tosfos maskana was whatever's written in the Torah Mefurish is an av, and the hekish is a tolda. Right, that was the maskana. So if so, it should be going with the same thought. Should be that sending an letting an animal roam, not sending out, letting out, should be a tolda. And that's not true. Teretz is not Rabbi Yaakov said. Tosfos didn't mean to say what's mefurish in the Torah one, but a hekish is going to be a tolda. No, Tosfos meant to say if the Torah speaks about specific activity, which the animal does, the Torah spoke about achila, uvi is achila. And we're going to say, you know, who are the loymachalikan, but that's not with achila, that's by rolling, that's a toll. That's not the activity the Torah is speaking about. Actually, in walking, that's the Torah spoke about. It's taught that Torah is speaking about walking. Just the Torah spent, and the Omer sent it out. And we've got hackers to tell me who are the animal went out on its own, but it was the same activity. So that would be a half, that would still be enough. It's the same activity, it would still be enough.
How about your Rabbi Jacobson, Shaykh?
Okay, great. Yeah.
And you know the Hekish goes in that direction, not the other way.
The Tosfos going to ask it.
Oh.
In 2 days in time. Tosfos going to ask that question.
Sweet. Oh,
yeah, 2 days in time. Dumya. Yeah. Dumya.
Dumya.
Okay, I wish you all a good Shabbos frame holding. You managed to do these things then, or. No, as you can see, these Tosfos are loaded, also Rashi loaded, so it's kedai to spend time after Shay to Chazara what we went over. Let's go over it.
Isn't the Gemara loaded as this? We should focus on the Gemara more.
The way to focus on the Gemara is to focus on Rashi and Tosfos. What do you want? Rashi and Tosfos are the ones that bring out the Gemara.
So fixated on understanding Tosfos as opposed to like being fixated on understanding the Gemara.
If you would fix on understanding Gemara without learning Rashi and Tosfos,
Rashi.
You can't learn Rashi without Tosfos.
Really?
The Mamish is too good together. You see, Rashi.
We're in second grade.
We're not. We agree that we can understand Rashi through Tosfos.
We're just adding pressure.
Yeah, pressure. Also, okay, you're second grade already.
But Pshita. We can only understand first the Pshat.
This is Pshat. No, we haven't done anything that's not Pshat.
What?
There's not anything.
Remez, Rosh,
everything today we learned today shot. Was absolute shot.
Really?
Absolute shot.
Not according to Rashi.
Yes.
Rashi didn't say anything that Tosfos said.
Rashi said he ate from an aruga that wouldn't have grown as well
perfect.
As
it grew. And we would have got covered more ground.
That's amazing. You wouldn't have understood hey.
What? I don't understand. He ate the aruga.
Yossi, make yourself feel good. Never mind. Go from here. Okay. Spend 5 minutes a day going like this. Okay. 5 minutes a day, you've covered your ground. Now we're going.
How do I understand? That's going to help you understand what
you want. It will not. You're 100% right. May help us.
Why can we do more of tomorrow?
Because we want to understand, we want to try and work a little bit deeper to understand what's going on.
It's very deep.
Okay, it's a deep thought.
And it pulls away memory and concentration on the basics, doesn't it?
This is basics. Here's all the basics.
Everybody has their own basics. Everybody has their own basics.
Right, this is the basics. Right.
What, you're agreeing with me, David? Are you agreeing with me? That's what I think he is.
What's that? It's always easier to do basics. It's always easier.
I mean, it's a mile that we're not in a Daf Yomi shiur, so. But
if you just do it just like more, then you might do it off again.
Why? No.
That way you
cover your understand Rashi more. Cover all the Rashis.
No, anyway, that's it's not for discussion. We have
all the Tosfos this year.
Okay. Let it be.
Truly, a Rashi shir.
We've had Rashi shir. That was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Didn't have any Tosfos on Tuesday.
Right.
And I think even on Sunday. Maybe some.
Sunday is shit. Tuesday is awesome. Thursday is awesome.
What's your schedule, man?
So, someone say,